how do you make coffee? Do you remember what they used to make?
Long years ago, before that, I got this instant coffee, they had a coffee seed that they grind up, look like a bean or something like that. And they had big grinders at home. They had one in your home. You'd always have one that hold about that much coffee, and you put your coffee over there, and then you take the handle and grind it up. And now H.G. Hill had the same thing now, but it's electric. You know, you go there and buy the, some kind of coffee, or a king or some kind of king, and you just pour the coffee over and then grind it up to how fine you want it, how thick you want it.
So what'd you do after you grind it, what'd you do then?
Well, you'd have a coffee, or as old people call it, a coffee pot. Then, before later years, they had some of them steam like a stream, you know. But old times, they just dip that over in that hot water. Mm-hmm. Pour in that hot water and let it settle.
Uh-huh.
Let the grinds all go to the bottom, and they pour the coffee off the top of it.
Okay. If you're really thirsty, so you're outside working or something, what more than anything would make you... Would you want to drink to quench your thirst?
Well,
if you're really thirsty.
If I'm really thirsty, as a liquor man, I reckon I want water. Yeah.
Okay.
But a whole lot of people drink wine for water.
All right. What about different kinds of glasses? You put water in. Can you think of? Is there any special kind? I mean.
Well. They say the thicker the glass is, the colder the water be in there when you pour it in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll stay colder longer.
If you had a glass of water, say the glass fell off the sink, you say the glass fell off the sink and...
Broke.
Okay. You might say, I didn't.
Intend to.
Right, or right. If you want to tell somebody that it wasn't your fault that it broke, you'd say, I didn't.
Intend to break it.
And you might say, but I can tell you one thing, someone else has.
Yeah, broke one before.
All right. If I ask you, how much did you drink? You would say, or how much water you drink? You might say, a lot of it.
Yeah, I drink a lot of water, and I'm in the habit of drinking a lot of water. I can say that.
Right? So it's good for you.
Yeah, that's the more water you drink.
Then you might ask me, how much have you
drink?
Mm-hmm. And then you might say, we sure a lot of water.
Yes. I'm supposed to drink, I think, 5 or 6 glasses a day, but I don't do it.
That's a lot.
I don't do it, but I'm supposed to.
All right, when dinner is on the table and your family is standing around waiting to begin, or if you have company, what might you say to them so y'all can start eating if they're all standing around?
Well, I'd first say to them to whoever's sitting at, all of them are going to be standing around.
Yeah, they're all standing around. You're trying to get them to the table.
Well, I'd tell them, be seated.
Mm-hmm. All right, if you want someone... To make themselves at home, they're at your house. And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say, just go ahead and...
Help yourself.
So you say he went ahead and...
Helped himself.
If you decide not to eat something, and you're at somebody's house, and you might say, well, thank you, but I don't...
Eat.